Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Kevin Meller about plans for RAGBRAI visiting Riverside this Friday. How was the pre-inspection ride that the RAGBRAI people did in Riverside?
It was good. It's always good to get in touch with TJ and his crew and get some feedback. So it was very positive.
You and other Riverside people, what did you learn from their ride through there, you know, as far as what works and what doesn't work for what you guys have planned in Riverside?
Well, we learned we have a really nice venue. We got a lot of natural shade. We've got a wonderful stage. We've got a great area for vendors with plenty of, should be plenty of bike parking. You know, it was really a boost of confidence for us to know that, okay, we've got the venue. They're very excited with our entertainment. I think the Nadas and the other bands, we have a great lineup, so it should be a fun day for everybody. You know, so it was really just kind of a confirmation that, hey, we're on the right track. Keep up the good work.
Have there been any official announcements on the bands playing?
Yes. The Nadas will be playing around 1:15, and they're our headliner. And then we will have we're still working on kind of scheduling everything around them. But in the morning, we're going to have Two Bit Maniac and the Tanya English Trio. We're going to have two stages, so there's always music playing. And then in the afternoon, during set breaks and after the Nadas leave, we're going to have Abby Callahan playing.
But all the music will be happening at Hall Park?
Yes, all the festivities will be at Hall Park. Between Hall Park, and there'll be a couple things up at the fire station, but it should be right in that same area we have Trek Fest.
Cool. Well, the Nadas, that's a pretty good get, I'd say. I think they're from Iowa, right?
Yep, they're from the Des Moines area. We're excited. They're a big band. We're excited to host them in Riverside.
Yeah, I've definitely seen them at the State Fair a few times. They're pretty popular there. For vendors, who do you have signed up so far to be vendors at Riverside?
Well, we have the beef producers are going to be there, along with a lot of our community groups that are at Trek Fest are going to be there also. So Highland ESO, we're going to have St. Mary's down there selling some things, the Ball Association. But we do have some other vendors. I apologize, I don't have a list in front of me right now, but we're also going to have some out-of-town food vendors.
How many vendors would you, I guess, guesstimate as far as total?
So not counting the community groups, I think we have 5 or 6 right now. We're going to cap it at 10. We want to make sure our vendors make money down there. So it's nothing worse for a vendor to have, 4 of the same thing show up. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure everybody's down there making money.
You said the Nadas are going to be playing at 1:15.
Yes.
What time will the live music be ending, do you think?
We have to shut down at 5 until the riders get through town, and then we're going to turn the lights back on and have more bands in the evening. So,
okay. Will those be like the same bands, or will there be different bands playing in Riverside?
I think there's going to be a different band. I'm still working on that. The original band we had lined up had to back out due to a work conflict, so I'll have somebody else booked by then.
And I believe there's a concert also happening at the Riverside Casino that night. Are you afraid of any sort of conflict with those two events?
There may be some people that'll go out there, but this is more of just a celebration for all the people that the volunteers. It's more going to be more relaxing, so it's not going to be a huge fundraiser. It'll be a fundraiser, but it's more of a thank you,
sure,
to the volunteers and stuff, and just kind of a more relaxing evening, we hope.
As far as volunteers go, how's it going with getting volunteer help?
We have a good start, but we always need more. So I don't think this type of event we can have too many volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of people going through town.
Are there specific areas or tasks that volunteers can sign up for Riverside?
Yeah, well, before the riders get to town, we need plenty of help with, setup, and we'll need help making signs and just those sorts of things before they get into town. But day of, we're going to need help at the community food tents. We need help with trash and recycling, first aid, just help with the bands and kind of crowd control, and just being in the park and, you know, helping people find where stuff is and those sorts of things.
Why would you encourage Riverside residents to volunteer for RAGBRAI?
Well, it's the last time RAGBRAI came through was, I want to say, mid to late 80s. And so it doesn't get to come through very often, and we definitely want to roll out the red carpet. Plus, we're going to have some great live music. It should be just a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of great people and take part in one of the, you know, a very unique event that only happens in Iowa, and it doesn't come around too often. So they should definitely take advantage of that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with organizer Kevin Meller about plans for RAGBRAI visiting Riverside this Friday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.